Dream Police, that's the back end of two in a row from the Great Cheap Trick. Rick Nielsen still hanging for a few more moments. Rick, looking back over 50 years now, is there one thing that stands out, maybe not as your favorite or the greatest, but the one thing that you can't believe happened or the thing that still resonates the most with you as a, oh my gosh, we were able to do this. What is it?
Yeah, you know, it's like the Budokan made us famous and we made the Budokan famous. The night before we went to Japan the first time, I mean, we played a club in Iowa and then fly to Japan and 5,000 people are waiting at the airport for us. Holy cow, I love this place.
Yeah, right. You know, it's amazing, man. I'm 55 years old. I've had that record since I was about 14. And, you know, I can tell you the impact that album had on me, on every rock fan at my school, everybody in my generation. It's unquantifiable. If you had the Budokan album, if you knew all the tunes, you were in.
That really set the tone for what we did. It was live. It was loud. It wasn't dumb. And they liked us. And plus, we never thought that was going to be a record for us. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, that was going to be in Japan just for the Japanese fans.
Well, thank God someone at the record label knew what they were doing and thought to say, maybe we should put this live record out everywhere. Rick Nielsen, dude, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dave.
And I'll remind everybody one last time. The new Cheap Trick song, it's called Light Up the Fire. It is an absolutely raging rock and roll song. We'll post it up on our socials, and you need to go track it down. It is classic.